Trish Adudu. Now let's talk women's sport because it's just gone ballistic, hasn't it? It's wonderful, loads of mass attendance when it comes to football and the cricket. And now there's a new Netflix documentary all about women's sport called Game On, which is getting a lot of plaudits. Let's speak to Sue Anstis, who is a director and women's sport activist. Afternoon, Sue.
Good afternoon.
Good to speak to you. Great, isn't it, at the moment, being a female in sport?
It's certainly a fantastic time to be a female in sport or a fan of female sport as well, too. So, yeah, some great success, and especially in the last couple of years.
Definitely. Well, last summer, we all know the Lionesses won the Euros, and last week we saw mammoth attendances for the England women's in the Ashes. Okay, yeah, but not the result that we wanted at the moment. But, I mean, what do you think the rise has come about? Why do you think the rise has come about?
I think there's been lots of amazing women over the last few decades kind of working hard behind the scenes to make that happen. Suddenly we've got this growth in fans and audience. We've been getting much better TV coverage, so really high quality coverage of sport, and then more sponsorship and funding too. So as all those things have come together, and I think women have said, enough's enough, there's no reason we shouldn't be enjoying sport too. It's all those things coming together, really.
I mean, look, honestly, Sue, I started on Match of the Day back in 1991. And, you know, I think I was only one of two women in the office on Match of the Day and Sports Night. And you would never have imagined decades on that this would be as it is. But we are still trailing behind, aren't we, when it comes to being paid the same as men in a lot of these sports?
Absolutely, yeah. And with that, whether it's professional contracts or prize money, yeah, there are lots of disparity, FA Cup and others. And we are seeing more women now coming out and fighting. There's a US national women's soccer team did the last couple of years to fight for equal pay. So I think what happens is a bit of a domino effect. We see women in some sports having great success and then others follow.
Okay, can you tell us a bit more about this documentary?
Yeah, it's just really a massive celebration of the growth of women's sport, but also the impact it can have across society more broadly for women and girls, and also for men and boys to change their attitudes to women and girls, perhaps things they wouldn't have seen in the past. But it's very joyful, and I guess enabling women and younger girls to feel they can play sport at all ages without any risk of judgment at all.
That's great. I mean, I will definitely be watching it. But I mean, I do feel as if we always hear, don't we? I don't know. The news comes out that women, young girls aren't doing PE. They fall off at the age of 13 and 14. And I know there's been a lot of attempts to try and get women and young girls to stay engaged in sport. Is it still a struggle?
It is a huge struggle, yeah. About twice the rate of boys they're dropping out of sport, which is really, really shocking. I think it's almost before that stage, though. I think it's young, how we treat our young daughters in terms of letting them climb trees and play games and so on. I think as a society, we tend to restrict girls a little bit more than boys. And by the time they get to school, then they already feel they perhaps don't have those core skills to play sport. So I think it starts from an early age, and we can probably all have a contribution to encourage girls just to enjoy sport as boys have done.
It's funny, Sue. My mum's recently passed away, and we were looking at some of my school reports because, some parents, keep the reports. And my brothers and I, did really well at sport, to a certain level. But it was never sort of, I don't know, when you look back, you just think there was never that sort of encouragement to go into management or to go into coaching. That's got to change as well, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's a huge, huge part of it, Trish. It really is. And I think in the past, girls haven't seen there's an opportunity for them in sport. And that's great that you kind of were working in sport from so long ago. But we definitely need more women in senior positions, as coaches, as you say, in the sports science side. There are so many amazing, amazing jobs in sport. But in the past, we haven't seen as many women coming through. But as they do, that will then help change the acceptability and the kind of rules and regulations for people across sport. So it is really important that they know there's a great sector to work in there.
Well, Sue, I'm sure your Netflix documentary will be brilliant. Game On, go and watch it, go and support it. And let's keep talking about positive stories around women in sport. Take care, Sue.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Sue Anstis there, director and women's sports activist. So Game On BBC CWI.